The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Saturday on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell. And of course, we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. We had our blast of summer for one day.
Yeah, well, it was sure nice. I was actually out showing houses all day, so it was great. And I'm going to be out showing houses all day today and all day tomorrow. So please, no snow. Whatever it is, it's short-lived, right?
Yeah. Spring, well, baseball started, so we know spring is here, so.
Correct.
But so you're busy as all get out, it sounds like.
I am so busy. Yes. You know, I've been talking and talking about match day is coming. Well, match day is come and gone. And now the residents who know they're going to be here are here. So I am personally working with three of them. And I think our team altogether is working with like one dozen. So we have a lot of residents on the scene. So we're happy to have that.
You have enough inventory for them?
Well, there's been a lot of new listings. Last Friday, I started to, you know, like after they matched and we started getting appointments scheduled, I started to look at the hot sheets. And I think last week there were like, I think I probably mentioned it last week, like 40 new listings that came on the market. They were either on that day or they were coming sometime between that day and Wednesday. Well, we're here in the same situation. Yesterday, I started with one of my new residents. She's matching as a orthopedic surgeon resident. And we started looking at houses. She drove up from Kansas and we drove right in to, she got here and we went out looking. And she had found like 12 that she wanted to see, three of which were already sold. And then I found like five more to add. And then today I see there's some more new ones. So yeah, they're just coming on. So we're definitely got a lot of inventory. More for them to look at than I can remember them having last year.
Oh, wow.
So this is good. Yeah, it's good.
So once again, it seems as if our little corner of the world is bucking the national trend as far as real estate is concerned.
For sure. You saw the same article I saw, I'm guessing. Cover of the National Association of Realtors magazine said, home sales optimism fades with NAR economists' new forecast. And I thought, well, what could be so terrible? Well, Lawrence Yun had talked about, he thought the home sales were going to rise by 9% in 2025 over 2024. Well, now he's pared that back a little bit and he says only 6%. But that's still a rise, right? We're still going in the right direction. So I personally, I'm feeling like it's still going to be closer to 9% in our market. And we'll have to look at that at the end of the year and see how that turned out. But when you're reading articles about slow pace of home sales, not here. We're not feeling that. And I definitely know there are agents who are feeling it because, you know, I talk about this a lot. I have a very good network of top agents across the country. And a lot of them are feeling a slowdown, but we, knock on wood, you know, have not been feeling that at all. We're just, things are in full bloom. And I just see it being busier and busier just with what, all right, I talked about new listings coming on last week, new listings coming on this week. I have been going from a listing appointment to a listing appointment. And I think I have like personally 20 new listings in the works for the next couple of weeks. So yeah, there's going to be inventory. And when there's inventory, there's going to be sales because we do have many approved buyers out there just waiting for the opportunity.
So, yeah, both you and Elizabeth were talking about last week that
they're
on the demand side, you still have plenty. It's a shortage of homes to match up with those buyers.
Correct. So those good listings, keep them coming because those good listings are always going to sell, always going to sell quickly. And again, things are selling for 100% on average, 100% of the list price, as long as they have been priced correctly. So it's good. It's good time.
You know, this, I'm a little skeptical of that NAR report, and this is why.
Yeah.
Anytime there's disruption, and we are seeing, you know, on a national scale disruption.
Correct.
Not really locally, but nationally.
Right. Right.
That creates change. And I'm thinking in terms of both the federal workers who are being told, you've got to come into the office now. Mm-hmm. And those who may have to relocate to find new jobs.
Correct.
That churn is going to create sales one way or the other.
You're right. Because if they're losing jobs in one area, that area might feel the devastation, but they're going to relocate somewhere else, and that area is going to feel the boom, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like back in the old 2008, 2009, 2010, no matter where you were, everybody was feeling the pain. Everybody was feeling their sellers who couldn't afford to sell because they owed more on their houses than they could sell it for. And when people call me and say, Robin, don't you see a flood of foreclosures in the future? I mean, people can't afford these payments. Taxes go up, insurance goes up. How can they afford them? Well, this is the difference, the big difference. Sellers today have so much equity in their homes, so much equity. The number of homes that are owned outright is crazy. And then the rest of them have way more equity than they have debt against the house. The majority. There's a very small fraction that owes what the house is worth. Maybe some even owe a little more, but the numbers are just showing that most sellers are sitting in a great equity position. And therefore, if they do get into a position where they lose their job or have to move, and they can't afford the payments anymore, it's going to be okay because they're going to be able to sell it and walk away with a nice little, you know, money, nice little check.
Down payment for the next place.
Down payment for the next place, or some money to use to rent for a while, or whatever it's going to be. But they're not going to be finding themselves, boy, if I could tell you the times back in those days where people said, Robin, I'm going to have to bring $10,000 to the table to sell my house. Oh my God, that was such a gut-wrenching feeling. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Really bad. I'm so glad that's behind us. And no, I don't see anything like that coming. Even if we talk about, sales are only going to increase by 6% year over year instead of 9%. Well, we had a darn good year last year. So if we only increase by 6%, that's another 6%.
Well, you know, in most businesses, if you see 6% growth, you're pretty happy.
That's my point. Yeah. So I'm not going to be that girl that says, it's not 9%. It's only 6%. 6% is good. Just like the interest rates. They're not going down quickly, but they just keep edging down. Right. So we're going from, at one point in the fall, we were 8% or very darn close to it. And now we're more like mid to high sixes. And I've even seen some people locking in the high fives on 15-year mortgages or on 7-year ARMs. So there's some really good mortgage products out there. And these rates are honestly very favorable. If you're going to focus on the fact that during the pandemic, they got down to 3, let it go. Let it go. That's not going to happen again. But where we're at right now is very favorable. It would take some really bad stuff to go down for the interest rates to get that low. And trust me, we don't want to see that.
No, you don't. I mean, yeah,
we don't.
Think of what we went through during that time to have low interest rates.
No, these rates are very favorable.
And they're stable. You can't discount that because it allows people to plan.
Yes. Stability is really good. And you know, this is going to be my chance to say this once again, because I sound like a broken record, but people, your house is so much more than your home. It is literally your opportunity to build wealth. It is the bank account that you live in. So it's serving as your shelter and your home, but at the same time, it's giving you an opportunity to build wealth. I was at a listing appointment yesterday. I sold this young man a beautiful house back in 2009. And boy, there were some deals to be had then, right? And I can sell his house now for almost 3 times what he paid for it in 2009. He was beside himself. He was so thrilled.
I bet he was.
Yeah. Very thrilled.
And
he's like, now that's me building wealth, right? Now he's got that money. He's moving out of state. He's got a really nice little chunk of change to put down on his next place.
And anybody who actually owns homes realizes that they see it. The valuation go up and it just steadily goes up.
Right.
And I always amazes me. I know there are people who rent for a good reason. You know, they're temporarily, or they're trying to choose where they are going to put down their roots. But
yeah.
I just can't. This is just me personally. I can't fathom renting long term.
Right. Yeah. The only people that I know that rent long term who really does work well for them are, like, I know one gal in particular. She's in her 70s. She lost her husband, and she loves that she rents this beautiful little house. She actually rents from Gail on our team. And it's not because she couldn't afford to go buy a house, but Gail has this house immaculate, and, you know, she takes care of everything for her. She takes care of the lawn and the shoveling, and if anything goes wrong in the house, she just picks up the phone to Gail, and Gail calls and has a serviceman over there. So she has told Gail, because Gail has said, are you sure you don't want to, you know, move out, buy something? No, I'm very, very happy here. So, you know, for some people, it is. And she says eventually she may end up in the charter house or somewhere like that. And then at that time, she won't be burdened with trying to sell anything because they've got everything sold. They've had houses, several houses across the country, but now they're all sold and she's renting and she's as happy as a lark. So there are situations where it works, but she's not trying to build wealth. She's done that.
Yeah, she's already done it. Now it's a lifestyle choice.
Now it's a lifestyle. And it's called press the easy button.
Yeah, I always think in terms of, you know, when you're young and you're starting out, it's quite normal to rent.
Yeah, who hasn't done it? Yeah.
Yeah, to get your feet under you. But it doesn't take long for, you know, especially if you're thinking about a family, that it only makes sense to get that little piece of heaven, that piece of property that's yours.
Have I ever told you my first rental story?
I don't know, Robin, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you. Do we have to take a break or should I tell you?
Let's take a break and do that after we get back. That sounds all perfect. Right. Okay. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Conservative Warrior.
Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Saturday morning. And Robin, you're going to tell us now, I guess, your first rental story.
Okay. So a lot of people are anxious to get out of the house, right? Well, so my very first rental, of course, was when I went to college and lived in the dorm. Okay. But we're not counting that.
Okay.
But then I had gotten a job at Mayo Clinic and I moved back home with my parents and I loved it because they treated me so well. I mean, my mom would do my laundry. Yeah. My dad would start my car in the morning, scrape my windshield off. One of them would make breakfast. I'd have breakfast with them. I mean, I had a good gig.
Yeah. Why did you ever move out?
Right. Well, because I lived in Reed's Landing and I had to drive to Rochester. So I started my job in, let's see, probably I graduated in the spring. So probably summer I started my job. And then the first time I went in the ditch in the winter, my dad was so nervous. I literally slid down deep into a ditch. Luckily, there was a farmer nearby. He went and got a tractor, pulled me out. My dad got so nervous. He said, Robin, I can't have you driving back and forth. You have to move into an apartment in Rochester. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to. So I just kept putting it off. And because I could save more money, right, if I wasn't paying rent.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden I come home one day and my dad says, I found the perfect apartment for you. I'm like, oh no. So he said, I found this ad. It says looking for female roommate, non-smoking, short walk to St. Mary's Hospital, which is where I worked. So he said, I want you to call. And I'm like, oh God, I don't want to. So I was nervous. So I thought, I don't want to live with a stranger. So I called And I said to the gal, you know, I work 8 to 5 and then I drive to Wabasha. So if I could meet you after I get off work. And she goes, Wabasha? She goes, who is this? I said, this is Robin Carls. And she said, Robin, this is Marie Raymer. She was my classmate. I said, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm just so happy that it's you. And from there, she was my only roommate until I got married. We moved together 3 times to different apartments. But she was literally my only roommate until I got married.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so fate.
It was. It was good. I was like, thank you, Dad. You did it one more time. Came through one more time. Fixed my problems. But anyway, it turned out to be great. And when I had that apartment, little tiny apartment, oh my God. It was 2 bedrooms, but we had, I think we paid $450 a month. We split that in two. That's how much we paid back in 1980.
Yeah, 80, it was
1981. And I remember being so proud to be like supporting myself, living, having a job and paying for my own groceries and paying for my own rent. So there is definitely a sense of pride in that. And then it just goes up a notch when it's buying that first home.
Absolutely.
I love sitting at a closing table with these young kids buying their first homes. And it's just the pride on their face, and they should. It's rightfully so, right? I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, and it just feels so good. It just warms my heart every single time. It never gets old.
I remember when we were a newly married couple and our first place we rented in Southeast Rochester, and it was okay. It wasn't great. The neighborhood was deteriorating at that time. It was near the college, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And I think we lived there 9 months before. I couldn't sleep. I was crunching the numbers in my head because I wanted out so badly. And I woke Lori up in the middle of the night and I said, we can afford it. We can buy a house.
I love it.
And she's like, what?
I
said,
love
no, we
it.
Can do it. Here's why. And for an hour. And she's, I got to work in the morning. Let's talk about it then. And I was too excited.
That's so awesome. It is. It's such a good feeling. It's like, we've done it. We've saved up what we need to save. We've got jobs. We make money. We can actually do this. And boy, oh boy, the money you make once you can get into that home and maintain it, right? And keep it nice. It's so important. So important.
You do have to take good care of that house. Every month, have a little bit set aside in a fund that will take care of the things you need to do. That's just part of it.
And there's just always a project. There is always a project. I mean, I never stop doing something at my house. Like, it might be just, okay, it's time to get out the paint and do all the touch-up painting because I see some dirty spots on the walls. Or, oh, you know what? I really cannot look at these window blinds anymore. I need to update them. Or just the little things, but just stay keeping it current, keeping it fresh, keeping it in good repair. It's just really important.
But you've told me when the time does come and you do decide to sell, that just makes it that much easier and less stressful because you don't have to rush through the process, right? And get all these things done that need to be done. They're already done.
And even more importantly, you don't have to go out and spend the money and do this. All these things that you've wanted to do for yourself, and now you're going to spend the money to do it for the next guy. It's like,
that's
do
true.
It and enjoy it and take care of it. Absolutely.
You know what? We should probably take another break and maybe talk about some of these new listings when we get back.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.
But you can call me Hawk.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And Robin, you mentioned at the beginning of the show you are getting new listings at a fairly rapid pace. Are you able to talk about any of them?
Yes, and not just us. I mean, the market is getting a lot of new listings, but I can only talk about the ones that I have already listed either in the coming soon status, which means they're out there on the internet, but you can't get in them yet, or they've just hit the market. So I will talk about those, but I want to touch on one quick thing. And that I think Elizabeth actually talked about this last week, but in a recent Realtor.com study, they analyzed years of housing markets, housing market trends across the country since, well, they excluded 2020 because that was an outlier, right? But, Everything else, they found that April 13th through the 19th is expected to be the optimal window to put your house on the market this year. So if you're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you today is a great day. And the week after April 19th is still going to be a great day. But the statistics show that nationwide, the most productive week to put your house on the market is April 13th through the 19th. Fun fact.
But I imagine here it's a little bit earlier because of match day.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. It is a little earlier. But so there will still be residents. Yeah, get going. What are you waiting for? Give me a call. No, not right now. My phone's on silent. But as soon as I'm done here. All right. So let's talk about some of our new listings. We have one on Woodland Drive. That is such a tucked away little treasure over there. You know, it's part of the Bailey Hills neighborhood.
Yep.
You know where that is? Okay.
Yep, Bailey Hill. Yep.
Yeah, 1410 Woodland Drive. Big, beautiful backyard, fenced in. Very, very nice. It's a salt box, two-story, which you see a lot of those up there. Built in 1985. Big house. Total finished square feet is 3,884. It has 5 bedrooms and 4 baths. And yeah, it feels very much like you're pulling into the front of a Norman Rockwell painting when you pull in. It's really peaceful neighborhood, beautiful house, nice curb appeal, and it has a kitchen to die for. So you can go online and look at that one, 1410 Woodland Drive Southwest, and that price is $724.9, and it will be available for showings on the 1st of April.
Okay.
All right. Then we have a coming soon at 2210 Osprey Place Northwest in Stuartville. And this one is actually a manufactured home with a total of 1,456 square feet. And it is a 3-bed, 2-bath. It will be available on the 8th of April for $82,500. Now, you want to talk about buying instead of renting, that's a perfect opportunity. You've heard Absolutely. Me say it before. That's how we started. You know, we had a mobile home back in the year we got married in 85. We paid $10,000 for it. We lived in it 5 years and sold it for $10,000. So, I mean, it's a great way to start.
I know a lot of people have taken that path.
Yep. Great way to start. All right. So this one is another coming soon, and it's actually available today. It's actually available today. And this one is $300,000. It was built in 1949. It's a ranch style house with 3 beds and 2 baths and a 1-car garage over by Quarry Hill Park. Really cute little neighborhood. It's 1308 7th Street Northeast. You could short walk to the park. And these people have done everything to this house. They've actually put more in the house, remodeling it and adding a garage and fixing the backyard, doing all kinds of things. Then they've put more into the house than they've actually paid for the house. It's really,
I think I just drove past that house last night.
So cute. It's definitely going to sell. I'm going to predict it's going to sell this weekend. I mean, it's really nice. We have a nice townhome out in Stuartville, 1818 Daniel Lane. It is officially on the market as of yesterday. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath with a 1-car garage. It's a pretty new place. It was built in 2019 out there on the golf course. And it is $234.9. So another very affordable way to live. In Byron, we have a 2-story that's just active today. It was coming soon last week. Active today with quite a few showings already scheduled. So I think it's going to be a hot little number. Address is 220 9th Street, Northeast Byron, and it's listed for $399.9. It has 4 beds, 3 baths, and a 2-car garage. So we have that. Quite a bit to choose from. This is another 0 days on the market, just came active today. 5174 61st Avenue Southeast. So it's out in Marion Township. And it was built in 1996. It's a 2-story that's been very well maintained. It has 4 beds, 4 baths, 4 garage stalls, and a couple of acres. Let me see what the acreage is. 4 acres, 4.2 acres.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Very nice place. I did have one agent call me and ask if horses were allowed out there. And I thought, well, that's an interesting question. So I called the seller and he said, yeah, one of his neighbors actually had a couple horses. The the fire chief who just recently retired. So yeah, you can have horses out there. This one is brand new on the market, 2 days, 1432 8th Avenue Northwest. It is $334,000. It was built back in 1963 up there in Indian, or Elton Hills, but kind of Indian Hills too, right there.
Yep.
Three beds, two baths, two car garage. It's got a tuck under garage, humongous backyard. And that one, $334,900. And right in that price where a lot of people are out shopping yes. right now. This one has been on the market 6 days, but it is under contract. 5325 Kensington Lane. We put it on the market coming soon. The first day it was active, available to see, was last Saturday. And we ended up taking offers only through Sunday. We ended up with five offers and selling it considerably over ask. So very happy sellers. This one is 801 14th Street Northeast. And it is a three bed, two bath, and has, oh, wait a minute. Nope, this one sold as well. It okay. was 250. this one actually sold last week. Sorry. But that sold on the first day. So that one came active last week on Friday. They got an offer. They accepted it Saturday. And it went over ask as well. 2401 4th Street Southwest. This one has been on the market almost a week, 6 days. It is really easy location, kind of up above Beatles, not far off 2nd Street.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, I mean, literally a walk to St. Mary's. It is listed for $350,000. It's a three-bed, two-bath, two-car garage. So that's another great affordable option. And another one, 6016 Sandstone Street Northwest. Oh my gosh. This one was built in 2020. And if you walked through it, you would think that it was completed last week. This seller is so over the top, immaculate. I mean, it is so clean and neat and perfect. No wear and tear at all. And of course, it's decorated just like a little dollhouse. So we've had open house there both days last week, and we have open houses again this week. And we have a couple of people who've inquired. So hopefully I'll have a offer coming in on this one real quick. This one is a two bed, two bath with a two car garage. And it is $349,900. So again, right in that sweet spot. We've got the one out at Marvell Avenue that we had sold, but it was sold contingent on some people being able to sell their property. And unfortunately, their property sale fell through.
Oh, darn.
So now it's back on the market, ready for somebody else. And that's okay. It's an older house, 1976, but it's had a lot of remodeling done on the inside. Five beds, three baths, three car garage. And it sits on 0.82 acres, so almost an acre. Then it has a big old shed in the back that comes with it, in addition to the three-car garage. So really, it's five or six cars or whatever you need. And it is $379,900. So it's a really good price for that one. I have a lake home up on North Lake Miltona Drive in Miltona, Minnesota. And I wouldn't normally have listings that far away, but this is a dear friend, and have sold many transactions for her and her husband and their son. So, of course, I took it, and I've had a lot of showings up there and some good, strong interest. But that is three beds, two baths, and it's $699,900, and it is right smack on the lake. So,
and that's beautiful. That's the biggest lake out there by Alexandria, yeah. If I remember right.
Yeah, it's really pretty, really nice. So there you go. That's what I
All right. Well, a lot of reasons to give you a call. Yes, how do they reach Robin Gwaltney?
Please call me on my cell phone. That is 507-259-4926. And I am always happy to take your call, whether it's a question about your real estate or you want to have questions about buying or selling anything real estate related. Just call me and I'm happy to help.
Awesome. Okay, Robin, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.